Good morning. Okay. And thank you to the choir and the music team. Hello. All right. We have a few announcements today. So if you could take out your little insert that's inside of it, that would be great. First of all, we want to thank you all that participated in Ruby's hat sale. We had such a wonderful success. Reverend Pat will let you know how much.
$2,500.
Praise God for Ruby and her hat. Oh. And obviously, many are wearing their hats today, so praise God. After each service, we have Meet the Healers, and this is an excellent time to experience their healing wonders. Also, this Tuesday night, November 4th, at 7 p.m., is the monthly healing service, and that takes place in the Fillmore Room. So take advantage of this amazing opportunity. They are from all over the Twin Cities volunteering. And then this Thursday at 7 p.m., we have Unity 101 starting. Reverend Patty will be starting that one. And it's an excellent class to review, refresh, learn our principles. You can sign up in the garden court. That way there's a lot of supplies, and that way we'll have plenty for everybody. Thank you. But you can still sign up, even at the bitter end. And on November 13th, the Give to the Max campaign is going on. You can support Unity Minneapolis by donating to your spiritual home. And the website is in your insert handout. Also, on Friday night, November 14th, Family Bowling Night will be going on at New Hope Bowl. You can sign up in the garden court again, guaranteed to be as great a time as last time. Pizza will be sold there, lots of friendship of a lot of good people. And it's a family affair and price for family fun. And I'm committed to going to this, so if I say it in front of everybody, I have to go. Oh, praise God. Oh. And don't forget, on Sunday, November 16th at 1 p.m., you can come and join the Board of Trustees and our membership for our quarterly town hall meeting. You can get up-to-date information, the latest and greatest, on Unity Minneapolis, especially on our identity project. There's a lot of things happening at Unity, and we invite you to check them out in your bulletin, the monitors in the garden court, on our website, and you can also sign up for our weekly email, Peak of the Week, out in the garden court. And if you're able to do so, we invite you to check in on Facebook, and then silence your phone for others and yourself to give yourself a little time without your electronics. Flowers today are donated by Debbie Rutledge's friends for her birthday. So she was at the last service, so that's pretty wonderful. And then I was asked to share in the bulletin, it says the women's group is coming up. It was yesterday, so just disregard it. So we begin our services by affirming together our affirmations, and they are found in your bulletin. So let's start with our mission statement. We are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. Our vision statement: we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And today's affirmation: I have a big imagination, and I use it every day. And then I invite our on-duty prayer chaplains to please stand. Thank you. These individuals arrived early to hold sacred space for all of us. They are here to pray with you, share any of your joys, concerns, celebrations. So please seek them out, and I assure you it'll be a blessing for them as well as you. And I did forget to say, hey, let's applaud this glorious day. So let's stand for our opening song, I Believe I Can Fly.
To think that I could not go on, that life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. See me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. So I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. See me running through that open door. The sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Sing it again. I believe I can fly.
Thank you, and you may be seated. You know, I love looking out here and seeing Ruby's hats. You know, I see around, and I just want to share with you that Ruby's here today. Ruby, wave to us. We love you. We give thanks for you. Yes, yes, yes. So today, if you are wearing one of Ruby's hats, would you stand up, please? Whoa, look around the room. It's powerful, powerful. And that was truly a divine idea. It really was. And so, again, I think Reverend Jeanette said, your generosity, thank you, Ruby, for your generosity and the church, your generosity, brought in about $2,500 for these hats. So thank you very much. They're, of course, most of them are priceless, priceless hats. We also want to welcome those today that are live streaming with us. We're just really glad you're with us. Unity is truly a positive path for spiritual living. We offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also that open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. And as we do this, we remind ourselves that we were first-timers at one time. So my dear friends, if you're with us for the first time today, please allow us to honor your presence here. Take your courage in your hand. We're going to do nothing drastic here. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First time guest, wow! Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. Keep your hands up, please. That purple packet that you're receiving today tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's also a welcoming CD in that packet, and there's also a pink card in that packet. If you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important. And yet, one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning, if not the most important thing, is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you. We bless you. And we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate these guests, okay? Also, this is birthday and anniversary month, already the 1st of November. And what we, in, well, it's the 2nd of November, but it's all the first Sunday in November, halfway right there. So, you know, but needless to say, one of our favorite things is to honor birthdays and anniversaries. So today, if you have a birthday or an anniversary in the month of November, we invite you to please stand and remain standing. We have a special something for you. Birthdays and anniversaries for November. Birthdays and anniversaries for November. Wow, wow. So Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity Movements, has we have these 12 faculties or these 12 gifts. They all live and move within us. And of course, he has assigned a faculty or a gift to each month. And for the month of November, he has assigned the faculty of elimination, renunciation, or letting go. Now, this is truly your ability to release, to denounce, to deny, to totally let go of those things that no longer serve you. The disciple that he's assigned to this month is the disciple Thaddeus, and the color is russet that he's assigned for the month. The affirmation is this: I release everything and anything that no longer serves me. Woo, that's powerful, isn't it? You ready to affirm that together as a congregation? Together. I release everything and anything that no longer serves me. Let's appreciate these dear souls, okay? Of course, we enjoy greeting each other. We always do that with a smile, a handshake, a hug, namaste. We always ask before we hug, let's greet each other today, okay? Thank you. do that wedding. If you did not get a chance to speak to the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you to join us for coffee and tea today following today's service. You know, this last weekend was what we refer to as our membership weekend. And those that were interested in affiliating and membership here at Unity Minneapolis, they met on Friday night, on Saturday, and then on Sunday afternoon. So they have that opportunity to learn a little bit about what we teach and also something about our community, what we are, our values and our mission and our vision. And so this past weekend, 21 of them decided to affiliate in membership. So this morning we are going to receive new members into our community. And Reverend Jeanette, will you help me, please?
Yes. Laurel Brewstead, please come up. Richard Brewstead. Greg Davidson. Mike Griffin is in the choir. Hey. Chris Like. Guy Marzano, Katie Marsnick, Deb Schuster, Pamela Stevens, and I don't see Joan Timmerman, but she's with us in spirit, and Joanne McBain, and we also invite you to see your insert for the other members that joined at other services. Charles Fillmore, our co-founder of Unity, defined Unity in this way. Unity is a link in the great educational movement inaugurated by Jesus, our way shower. Our objective is to discern the truth in Christianity and prove it. The truth we teach is not new. Neither do we claim special revelations or discovery of new religious principles. Our purpose is to help and teach humanity to use and prove the eternal truth taught by our master teacher. Thank you.
You have truly expressed a desire to officially affiliate yourself with Unity Minneapolis, and in doing so, the greater unity movement, so that together we might make Charles Fillmore's definition of unity come alive by modeling for humankind the truth that Jesus, our teacher and way shower, taught, the truth that Jesus demonstrated. You are indeed familiar and you are in alignment with our vision and mission statements that our congregation has created. Do you, as new members, commit to supporting Unity Minneapolis' vision and mission statements with your thoughts and your words, your prayers, and your service? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
These individuals have expressed a desire to unite in membership with Unity Minneapolis. They have fulfilled the requirements for membership as outlined by our bylaws. They have also pledged their alignment with the vision and mission statements of Unity Minneapolis. They are demonstrating their commitment to their own spiritual growth, and they have promised to support this spiritual community with their time, their talent, and their treasure. I'm going to invite the board elected official, Peter Thorpe, to please stand. Do you, the elected representative of the congregation of Unity Minneapolis, accept these individuals as members of all of with all the accord privileges entitled to them?
On behalf of the Board of Trustees and the congregation, with love and joy, we do accept.
Thank you, thank you. And from this day forward, be it known that these individuals are indeed the first membership class of Unity Minneapolis, and they are indeed members of Unity Minneapolis. God bless you. We're going to invite you to please stand, and we're going to sing to these lovely souls here, I Behold the Christ in You. The words are in your bulletin or on page 65 in your hymnal.
I can see this as you walk. I see this in all you do. I can see this as you talk. I behold God's love expressed. I can see you filled with power. I can see you.
Newest kids on the block. You may be seated.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is meditation. We affirm, I am open to a greater awareness of God within. Meditation restores my soul and re-energizes me. As I turn to the quiet within, I breathe deeply and relax. I clear my mind of all conscious thoughts. Each one is like a leaf gently floating downstream. I may focus on a word or a phrase as a mantra of peace. As I become still, my mind and heart open to a greater awareness of God. In the stillness, peace and love surround me. I transcend the external world and enter a light-filled space of tranquility and understanding where I receive the blessings of God. As I close my time in meditation, I gently pull myself back from the solitude of the silence. I gradually become aware of sounds around me. Revitalized, centered, and peaceful, I return to the activities of the day. And Scripture tells us, the meditation of my heart shall be understanding. The word for today is meditation.
Relax in our chairs, being as relaxed and as unaffected as possible. Keep your back as straight as is comfortable, and allow your mind to grow peaceful As you breathe in, flow into yourself with your breathing. As you breathe out, flow out with your breathing. We will start our meditation by using our power of imagination to remember the truth of our being. Let us see the perfection of ourselves in our mind's eye. Let us repeat to ourselves as we breathe in that breath that is God. God is light. I am light. God is love. And therefore I am love. Spirit is omnipotent. I am powerful. As we breathe in, deeply calming our mind, we repeat our truth to ourselves. I am healthy and whole. I am strong and powerful. I am joy. I live and move and have my being in spirit. I am spirit. I am one with all. Let us take our truth into the silence and rest in our knowing. And now, as we return to this space and time, we know we can return at any time and relax. Relax in spirit. And so it is. And so we let it be. Amen.
Take
So did anyone want to dance other than me? Okay, we dance at the 11:30 service, okay? So you could... Oh, good morning, good morning. If you're with us for the first time or you haven't been with us for a while, you know that we are looking in the 7-week series called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. Of course, it's a number one New York Times bestseller. It's a wonderful spiritual book. And the whole purpose of this book is for us to look at self. You can put that as a little S or a capital S. That's up to you. But the thing is for us to look at self. And through each and every one of these chapters or each and one of these lessons in this book, we have looked at self from a different angle, a different lens, so to speak. If you remember that first week, which just seems like yesterday, the big question was, who am I? There was at least three people in that service. Who am I? That was the first lesson. Who am I? And we got to go and, wow, we are not the voices in our head. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. We are not the voices in our head. Who am I? And I think as we start down this spiritual journey, some of us have been on it a long time, others have just started, but needless to say, we ask that question, who am I? And in that second week, my dear mentor and friend, Reverend Dr. Richard Billings, talked about the energy of the heart. And how sometimes we store this energy in our heart and it becomes blocked. And he says what's really important is for us to continually release this energy of the heart. And he says one of the ways to keep it from getting blocked is to never close it. Regardless of what's going on in our life, regardless of how challenging that can be, we can just say, I am not going to close. I am not going to close down. I am going to keep an open heart. And then the third week, I talked about embracing change. That was we all love change so much, but we might as well love it because it's going to happen, right? And so we might as well embrace it. That's part of our spiritual journey. Embrace this change. And we looked that week also at the spiritual law of letting go. We talked about that even within our renunciation this morning, of letting go and creating that vacuum for good to come into our life. And then, of course, last week, my mentee, Geo Downer, talked about freedom. He talked about the freedom, and the prerequisite for true freedom is to decide that you do not want to suffer anymore. There's something that we can do to stop some of the suffering. And yet, we're going to talk about suffering a little bit today as well. Pardon me. And so, today, we're going to continue looking at self. And we're going to look at it through the lens of going beyond. And we're going to see how this imagination that was so beautifully sung, how that plays into the aspect of going beyond and also spiritual law going beyond. You know, life is about what? Consciousness. Emmett Fox would say, life is consciousness. And wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever you are in your developmental consciousness, it's just great. It's just perfect exactly where you are. And yet, I believe that it's one thing to be there, but we are always called to go beyond the state of consciousness that we are in. In fact, Michael Singer, in his book, says that the word beyond captures the true meaning of spirituality. Isn't that true for most of us? That really, when we come onto a path such as this or teaching such as this, we move beyond where we were, if we're doing the work. We move beyond it again. We keep moving beyond and beyond. And when we go beyond ourselves, then he says there are no limitations. There are no more boundaries. He also reminds us that you see the limitations and boundaries exist only when we stop going beyond. Isn't that true? You know, when we stop going beyond or we start growing, then that's where we stop with those boundaries, is those limitations that we have self-imposed, that we have put on ourselves. We put them on ourselves either consciously or unconsciously. We put them on ourselves either through our belief system, our parents, our teachers. We take those things on and we say, oh, they're absolutely true. But as adults, especially adults on a spiritual journey, we get that opportunity to explore, as I believe it would, someone says, and how's that working for you? You know, how are those beliefs working for you? How are those systems working for you that you have taken on? And the way that we can really let them go is to risk not believing in them. to begin to question those systems and those models and those paradigms that we have taken on. And also, in order for us to let these things go, perhaps we need to look at why we have built them in our psychic, how we have built them into our life, and why we've done it to begin with. Let me give you an example. Say, for example, someone that you dearly love them, and they send you a Dear John letter. They send you, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Or let's say this. Someone in your life, most of us, if we gotten to a certain age, we can relate to that first example, right? Someone in your life has made a transition. They have transitioned from one expression of life to another. Well, that can be very painful as well. Or let's say, for example, perhaps you've lost a job. You don't understand it. You don't understand it. You thought you were giving 100% to it. Well, what happens is when these things happen in our life, it causes a tremendous amount of discomfort. A tremendous amount of discomfort. Some people would even call it pain or suffering. And what we do sometimes as human beings, what we do is we come back and we want things to be status quo. We want things to be exactly as they were before. We want this comfort level one more time. You with me? We want this comfort level. And so it's really important for us at that point is to look and see what's going on in our mental world. And yet so often we don't do that. We just grab on to the next relationship without looking to see what part we played in that relationship ending. And then God is so good, it shows up one more time just with a different face. Can anybody relate to that? Of course you can. Or we look at a job that's gone down by the wayside, needless to say, and oh my goodness, what part did I have in this? And we show up one more time with the same job, with just the same people at the same job, just with a different name on the front door. But we don't have to go down something as drastic as losing a job, a relationship, or something in our life. We can look at our everyday situations. For example, there's a reason that we do everything we do. There's a reason for it. There's a reason that Reverend Pat dresses the way he dresses. You dress the way you dress. There is a reason for doing every little thing. Michael Singer suggests in his book that if we really want to see what it feels like to be in that uncomfortable state, to kind of step out of this paradigm that we have created for ourselves, he suggests that perhaps one day we go out without grooming. Just not groom that day. Let's do that next Sunday and see what happens, okay? Let's see what happens next Sunday if you decide not to groom and you decide to come to church. You know, furthermore, don't decide to come to church. But I mean, all jokes. But just think about that for a moment. What happens if you don't groom the way you expect yourself to groom? You step out into the world and you begin to feel uncomfortable. That's not a big thing. And yet, this is what we do every day. There's a reason for us to do it. We want to stay in our comfort zone. We want to stay in that comfort zone. And we, my dear friends, sometimes in order to stay in that comfort zone, we want to keep people, places, and things in their place. I'm sure you don't, but sometimes what happens is we want to put people in their place. They're not supposed to be acting like that. They're not supposed to be doing that. That makes me feel very uncomfortable. So what can we do, my dear friends, to become comfortable again? Going beyond this comfort zone is truly about letting go of the effort to keep things in your defined limits. Let me give you another example. Those of you that have dogs, they run free. Can't you see this dog running free? It runs free. Sometimes it runs out of the yard. Sometimes the neighbors might complain. Sometimes it may in another yard. But needless to say, the dog runs, okay? Well, needless to say, you can put up a fence. You can put up a fence, a regular fence, but your city code would not allow that, perhaps depending on where you live. But then what you do is you say, oh, I've heard about these invisible fences. You know those fences? That you put them under the ground and the dog wears a collar. And suddenly the dog is not aware that it's underneath the ground. And the dog's having a great time. And suddenly, boom, what happens? He receives an electrical shock. And all the way back he comes. There is that invisible boundary. We too have invisible boundaries. We have cages that are invisible. And when we bump up against things, especially our paradigm and those belief systems, then we too, we back off. We back off and we want to be comfortable. We look at things like, how can I fix it so that she will never leave me? Or how can I fix it so he will never leave me? Or how can I fix it so the boss will always like me and I can advance my career? We do whatever we need to do in order to stay in this comfort zone. What about that other dog? They probably belong to you. That other dog that comes up to the fence, and that fence is a shock, and he sits there, realizing that there's a vibration, there's a shock. He creeps a little bit further in, tolerates it a little bit more. Got to be some discomfort there for the dog. Tolerates it a little bit more. And suddenly he's on the other side, out having a ball. To heck with your invisible fence. And guess what? Then he has created freedom for himself. He has created freedom for himself in order to come right back home and to be fed. Come back and to come right through that invisible fence again. Michael Singer in his book says that we must relax and lean into the edges, and one day that we too will fall into the infinite. And he says that is what it means to go beyond. And I would say, add to Michael, go beyond and beyond and beyond. Because as we say, when I believe that we're on a spiritual journey, we go beyond again until we hit another boundary. And we go beyond again until we hit another boundary. So if we want to go beyond into the infinite, he really didn't give us the three easy steps I was looking for. I wanted three easy steps on what to do. Don't you? Yeah, well, I wish I had them for you this morning, but I have some suggestions, okay? One of those first things that I want us to call to mind is that, first of all, I believe that for us to go beyond, we have to experience some discomfort. Some people would call it suffering. Those of you that's had an addiction in your life, I won't ask for a show of hands, but maybe you can relate to this. I can. Those of you that's had an addiction, you know that as you enter into that, especially newly into recovery, that there is a tremendous amount of discomfort. There seems to be a battle going on inside. There seems to be more than one presence and one power. There seems to be a million running around inside. And yet also, then we experience, those of us that are looking at addictions or anything, we experience some discomfort. So the first thing I believe that we have to do is to be willing to do some suffering, to do some suffering to move through it. And then I believe the second thing that we can use to move through this is the power of the imagination. Pure imagination. Imagination enlarges our thinking. Imagination enlarges our thinking. With imagination, we can see things that are not apparent to the human eye. We can certainly see the past from memories. We can certainly see the present. And yes, we can see the future that we have created through the use of imagination. Mary Morrissey, in her course, Prosperity Plus Two, that we're teaching right now, talks about the importance of not only seeing it in your mind's eye, but also embracing it and living from that vision. Become that, embrace it, and become it. Goddard Neville, a wonderful metaphysician that made his transition, I believe, in the middle 60s, wrote one of his wonderful books. It's called The Law and the Promise. And he has done a tremendous amount of work on imagination. He says, every image can be embodied. But unless you yourself enter the image and think from it, it is incapable of birth. One of the exercises we had in Prosperity Plus 2 was to think what that person would do that you are imaging. Your best self, whatever that looks like in your imagination, your best self, then how does that best self act during the week? Embody that image and live from it. Think from it. Therefore, it is the height of folly to expect the wish to be realized by the mere passage of time. That which requires imaginative occupancy to produce its effect obviously cannot be effected without such occupancy. Step into it, be one with it, and live from it. We know that we teach this. This is metaphysics that we teach. Metaphysics. So we know that we can create that in our life. And thank you, God. Thank you, God, that we have teachings like this so that we can learn to live that healthy, prosperous, meaningful lives through using the powers within us to co-create our life. That is where many of us is on our spiritual journey. And there's nothing wrong with that. We have to acknowledge where we are. Thank God it's there for many of us. Joel Goldsmith says that there is another place in consciousness as well, not one better than the other, but he says that if we are to break through from these limitations, break out of this cage that we have created for ourselves, he says there's something else that we must do. He says the first step in spiritual unfoldment, a step which the student can take under guidance if he wishes. Don't you love that? Under guidance if he wishes. That's through a spiritual community such as this. That's through sponsors. That's through other things in guidance. But he goes on to say, but which in the last analysis he has to take for himself is the conscious recognition and the acknowledgement of an inner God government, substance, and law. So, all of these things, we can have tremendous help, but we are the ones that has to take it from that self-imposed prison and to free ourselves. And he says that one of the ways that we do that is to live our spiritual principles. We are spiritual beings. We are having a spiritual experience. We are living in a spiritual universe. And we are governed by spiritual law. Now, don't misunderstand me. If you tell the police officer that stops you, he may not agree with you and give you a ticket anyway. That's man-made law. We have spiritual law that we live within. And when we live within these spiritual laws, then we can break free from these self-imposed limitations. But what's really important, my friends, is he says, this state of consciousness that he's referring to is obtained first by the recognition of the God presence within. But there is a step greater than that that has to be taken. And that is the recognition that spirit is the only power, the only law, and the only reality. Think about that for a moment. Spirit is the only law. It's not spirit in fear. It's not spirit in illness. It's not spirit in lack. It's spirit is the law. And as long as we can remember that and acknowledge that within ourselves, my dear friends, then we can break free of those limitations. And how do we go about doing that? How does that go? We remember. That's how we go about doing it. We remember on a daily basis There's one presence and one power. We remember on a daily basis that regardless of what we're experiencing in our life, regardless of what that may be, regardless, that this Spirit of God within us is greater than that experience. So it's my responsibility that I gladly accept most of the time, that when someone comes to me and I listen to what they're experiencing in their life, it's my responsibility, my dear friends, as a spiritual teacher, is to hold that truth. There's one presence and one power. To hold that truth when so often, because of the human condition, you will not be able to hold it. So it's imperative that someone hold that for you in the midst of this illness, in the midst of this challenge. You want someone holding it for you. So, sure, use the power of imagination. Use that power. See your life as you want to create it. Use it. And then also be willing to go through some discomfort. Some people call it suffering. Acknowledge there's one presence and one power. Acknowledge that in your life. And when we acknowledge that in our life, it gives us a tremendous amount of courage to endure the discomfort as we move from one place to another. How you doing?
Great.
I love you. I bless you. I so appreciate you. And I behold the living presence of the divine within you. And so it is. Amen.
We are the ones. 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 We
I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our tithes and gifts and offerings. And if you've been spiritually fed this morning in any way, we invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. Those that are streaming with us today, we also invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis right there on our website. So let's go within. Let's go within and take a moment to truly bless these tithes and these gifts and these offerings. Let us center ourselves again in its one presence and one power, God the good. May we know again that this presence within is truly the source of all good in our life. And we truly give thanks that we understand the spiritual law of circulation, the spiritual law of giving and receiving. May we affirm together our church offertory blessing found in your order of service. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Thank you, God. Amen.
There's no heaven It's easy, just try. There's no need to think of a hell below us. Look up and all you see is just sky. Imagine all the people just living for today. Imagine no separate countries. It isn't hard to do. There would be nothing to kill or die for. No religion to. Then imagine all of the people just living life in peace. Well, you may say I'm a dreamer, I've heard it before. But I know I'm not the only one. I hope someday you will join me, and then the world will just live as one. Hey, imagine no possessions. Well, I wonder if you really can. No need for greed or hunger. Just be one family. Imagine all of the people. Oh, we just would be sharing all the world. You may say that we're dreamers. Oh, we know we're not the only one. And we hope someday that everybody will join us. Look around, it's possible to just live as one.
So let us take a moment and bless these tithes, these gifts, and these offerings. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, which is truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. And we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Laurie Dockin, our music director.
I often forget that you're still sitting there.
I think that a vote, that appreciation was not only for the song, but yet for so much more, Laurie. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Several things. Our children are not coming in. They have been swissed off to Never Never Land. They've gone beyond. Not really. All is well. All is well. All is well. I don't want letters or emails. Nancy Mayello, our Youth and Family Ministry Director, which we truly appreciate, is right here to share some things with us.
We are excited that we kicked off Christmas program rehearsals today, so they are upstairs rehearsing. There'll be a few times when we're going to be doing that over the next few weeks. Our two shows are going to be on December 13th and 14th. And we are so blessed to have our own Greg Peterson back as writer-director this year. Wait behind you. And parents, we want your kids to be part of this special annual event. We're going to have the children who are confirmed to participate will be rehearsing every Sunday now until those shows mid-December. So sign up. There's a sheet in the room, or let me know if your child can participate. And again, we hope we have every kid as part of that show. Thanks.
So, Nancy, it's really important to sign that kid up, isn't it?
Really important to sign the kid up.
Okay, we got that. Okay, really important. Yeah, really important to do that. Okay, also, you want to greet our newest class, our newest members following today's service. They will greet you in Friendship Hall. They'll be there to do that. Then also out in our garden court today, we want to experience our healing energy of our healing ministry. That is just great. And then next week, we continue to this series by looking at our expansive self. So come and be a part of that next week. Let's stand for our prayer for protection and our peace song. Yes.
And the kids are in the Fillmore room, so parents should pick them up there.
I will tell them. That's a really good idea, Nancy. Your children are in the Fillmore room. Nancy said you should pick them up there, okay? No overnights tonight, okay? So pick them up. Together we know the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, and all is swell.
Jehovah. All right, Tamia Jehovah needs to dance for God. Jehovah.
Come be
the
Jehovah.
Le 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 le